You're listening to The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Adora Udoji.
Good morning. Chances are that perhaps some of you caught a bit of Michelle Obama's speech last night from the Democratic National Convention. The potential First Lady held the national spotlight, talking about herself, her husband, and their family, some hearing her for the very first time. What you might not know is that she was preceded by many, many speakers who took to the podium in the 6 hours before she stood up there. Many of you might never have heard of some of these people, but Chicago Public Radio's Ben Calhoun is there, and he got a taste of it. So,
good morning.
Good morning, Ben. Who was talking, and for how long were they talking? And for many, it must have been a real highlight.
I have to say, I'm all about the big show as much as the next person. I love politics, but this is my favorite thing about yesterday is, you know, we kept getting these schedules of the speakers for the night, and it kept getting longer and longer and longer. And then we get this full schedule yesterday, and I'm looking at this enormous schedule of speakers between 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. And I figured, I did the math roughly, and I was like, everything is going to take on average 5 minutes. That's with any number of breaks and musical interludes. And so I was curious about some of these people that were going to have this huge platform, but for this itsy-bitsy little tiny window. It's kind of like, you know, minor league player being put in the major leagues, but just for one inning. So one of those people came up in the Illinois delegation breakfast, who's the state comptroller, Dan Hines. And Dan Hines is somebody who lost to Barack Obama in his Senate primary. And as far as Illinois politicians go, Dan Hines is a really nice guy. He's just a nice guy, kind of wears his heart on his sleeve. And he became, after this loss, a huge supporter of Barack Obama. So yesterday in the delegation breakfast, he said that he was going to have 2 minutes to make a speech. So I followed up with him afterwards and asked him about how he was preparing for this little tiny window.
It didn't seem very real until last night. I did a walkthrough and a rehearsal of the speech, and you walk on the stage, and it's clear that this isn't just any other speech to any other audience. I mean, this is a national audience and a packed auditorium. But, when you're comfortable with the subject matter and you're passionate about it, I think you can overcome those nerves, and I think I'll be just fine.
Not only did he tell me that, but he told me that he had rehearsed for it, and he'd even tried to craft a joke that would fit into a two-minute speech.
Well, that's a tall order. Let me ask you this, though. 6 hours before prime time, how many people were there actually in the audience listening to Dan's and other people's speeches?
Yeah. I mean, that is sort of the other, you know, twist to all of this, is you've got this huge list of speakers who have this big moment, this big platform, still the tiny little window, but then the convention hall is filled with people who are trading buttons, they're chattering, they're, you know, talking with any number of people, doing a lot of things other than paying attention to this person who has, you know, maybe rehearsed, put a lot of thought into how they're going to get the most bang that they can out of this 2 minutes. I have a bite here from Dan's speech when he actually came up. So he comes up, and I was waiting for him for his. He talked about his joke. He had all these plans, and so this was what he said.
My name is Dan Hines, and I'm the Illinois State Comptroller. 4 years ago, I ran in the Democratic primary in Illinois for the U.S. Senate. I had a few advantages, but I lacked the most important one of all. I wasn't Barack Obama. I remember thinking he was the most gifted person I'd seen in public life, visionary and practical. In debates, his knowledge seemed to come not just from his head, but from his heart.
So that was about 25 seconds, and really that was what essentially was a third of what ended up being Dan Hines' moment in the sun last night.
And you could certainly hear the hum of people behind him. They didn't crack a joke, or they didn't clap when he took to the podium. I mean, was it just a thrill for him of being on the stage, or did he get any reaction at all for the words that he spoke?
Yeah, you know, he got some love. He got some love from the Illinois delegation, which was up front, and they all made sure to be there. It was there was a series of Illinois speakers, so they came out to support. But so afterwards, after all the speeches of the night, I wanted to find out whether or not all of his rehearsal, all of his practice, his one-liner there, whether that had connected with anybody. So when I was in the stairwell that we talked about earlier, getting reaction to Michelle Obama's speech, I decided to just, you know, ask people also what they thought of Dan Hines' speech. And this was Ray Reif, who was from Greensburg, North Carolina.
What did you think of Dan Hines' speech?
Dan Hines' speech. I don't know that I saw that one, to be honest with you.
He was pretty early on.
Yeah, I didn't see all the speeches, so I might have missed that one.
I stayed in that stairwell until the flow of people, like, slowed to a trickle. I mean, the place was pretty much empty. There was, like, one person after another every few, you know, 10 seconds, 25 seconds. But that was, throughout everybody I asked, I found nobody that remembered Illinois Comptroller Dan Hines' minute and
But he wasn't the only
speech.
One who spoke in that six-hour period. You want to give us a sense of who else was up there on the stage? And I would treated pretty similarly.
Yeah, we've got I've got a 4.5-page list right in front of me right here. I won't read all of them to you, but we've got, you know, the Attorney General from Illinois. We've got the treasurer from Illinois. We've got labor leaders. We've got the president of the National Education Association. It's just like, it goes on and on.
And other people from across the country, I would assume, also.
Oh,
no,
absolutely.
Or yes?
Yeah, we've got Nancy Pelosi got a little more time when she spoke. She spoke earlier in the day, as you can imagine. But the people like the Democratic Party treasurer didn't get a ton of time.
Right. And interesting, it sounds like it was an interesting reporting assignment. Ben Calhoun, many thanks to you.
Thank you.
Ben Calhoun will be looking out for more of your reports. He is from Chicago Public Radio, and he's at the convention for The Takeaway. Right now, we're going to get some headlines from Femi Oke. Femi.
Thank you very much, Adore. Just coming up to 20 minutes to the top of the hour.